producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls. Today, just the callers and the incredibly important news. If you just joined us, the Dutch and others are just basically evacuating their doctors out of Africa. Dutch doctors to evacuate on Sunday. That was yesterday. U.S. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. That's up on Infowars.com. CDC issues Ebola checklist. Now is the time to prepare. We had medical doctors calling in earlier saying they're getting similar reports. That's all confirmed. It's up on drudgereport.com. We're taking your phone calls right now. Is this man-made? Is this manufactured? Has this gotten out of one of the research labs in Africa? Has it gone airborne? Well, we know it's spreading a lot faster and dwarfs any previous outbreak. And we know it's part of this season of craziness. And I predict more craziness now, more unprecedented events. You can feel it. It's in the air. Pun intended. Let's go to Chris in Nevada, former EMT. Then we'll go to Eric. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Alex, for allowing me on the InfoWars Truth News Central Command Station and calling from FEMA Zone 9 near Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome.
This is absolutely a diabolic deception with a specially engineered to be tactically deployed as a bioterror weapon of mass destruction. This full-spectrum spread or rollout, that's the way this administration rolls, to disseminate for a maximum kill rate and depopulation. There was a book several years ago by Dr. Judith Mary Baker called Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Yes.
It talked about the Centers for Disease Creation and Control's secret weaponized disease.
Oh, we sell labs. The book, and she worked in the bioweapon lab, and there was absolutely weaponized cancer, all of it.
Well, recently there was a movie on TV that was very suggestive and on point. I think it was called The Immigrant, showing Sharon Stone. And the line that I recall specifically from that movie is, "The best mule is a mule that doesn't know it's a mule."
Ah.
This is absolutely demonic is what's going on, Alex. You know this.
Well, you know this. They've got Al-Qaeda running all over the world. They've got open borders, the dollar. They're starting wars with Russia. Every number we see just shows they're just turning all the global meltdowns, all the global crises loose. And I've been saying, what's the next shoe to drop? I said this months ago. Is it a bioweapon? Is it a new war? Well, I mean, what do you think the next shoe to drop is? A huge terrorist event in the U.S.?
I think it's likely all of the above. This group has never done one thing with one purpose. It's always multifaceted in every scam they put forth on the American public as the domestic terrorist revolutionary occupation force that are sitting within the government. They always have multiple different aspects to their plans and likely will employ multiple different asymmetric styled attacks around the nation in different locations to get the maximal effect of invoking fear into the public.
Well, I totally agree with you. Wow, look at that headline. Ebola, AIDS manufactured by Western pharmaceutical companies, USDOD. Scientists allege. Wow, what is that out of? Observer? Daily Observer, yeah. But yeah, that's a Liberian publication. Wow, print that off. That's interesting. Thank you so much, Chris. We're going to come back to Eric, then we're going to go to Tim, and then another Eric, and then Wyatt.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
In fact, even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Chances are...
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
And the truth is, here, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And we are well into hour number two today. The reason I wanted to air that V for Vendetta intro is that in the film, government uses a bioweapon that they release in London as the pretext to bring in martial law as the smokescreen for a totalitarian state. And then also the people in the government coup own the stock in the drug that can save you from the viral release. Now, the reason the Wachowski brother and sister put that out is because they're aware of problem, reaction, solution. And so many of the big biological events we've seen the last 100 years got tracked back to government labs. Oh, the Gates Foundation has pledged $50 million to fight Ebola. How sweet of them. When they're eugenicists who want population reduction. And the word from the eugenicist is airborne Ebola will be what is used to reduce population and bring in world government. In fact, guys, I want to get for the nightly news tonight, or if not for the show tomorrow, I want to get clips from 100 Monkeys or 12 Monkeys. And I want to get clips from V for Vendetta that I can just play, so we can illustrate this for people. But more importantly, I want to get the video clip on Dr. Eric Pianca, the section on airborne Ebola from my 2007 film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where we lay all this out. Because there is a globalist obsession with Ebola. And now we're seeing it pop up. In fact, we have a Nova clip, then I'm going to your phone calls, that I aired at the end of the last hour. I know some stations only carry the second and third hour. So I want to air this piece narrated by Stacy Keach, breaking down an airborne Ebola release in the United States, and similar things have happened in Africa at a monkey research facility. Now, it's come out that they're not just, quote, trying to find cures or treatments of these facilities. They're also looking to weaponize it, and that's how they get around the biological weapons treaties. How long until this stuff gets out? The foot-and-mouth outbreak of 2000 in England, we said was probably weaponized, probably a government person. How do we know it popped up in 20-plus locations in one day? Simultaneous, same level of infection, killed a higher number of the cows and sheep than naturally occurring foot and mouth did. I went and looked at the numbers. It came out a year later, the government whitewashed, that it was animal rights activists working in the Ministry of Defense bioweapons area that wanted to end the domestication of animals who simultaneously released it in 20-plus places across England and Scotland. Bull! Bull! It was a deliberate attack on the farming communities and was a bio-attack. And we analyzed the attack pattern. We accurately, on air and at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, pioneered the articles understanding that it was government and it was confirmed. So all I'm saying is I've dealt with this for a long time. Do you know that they did secret tests that were partially declassified, putting pathogens in hepatitis shots in free clinics for gay men in New York City in the late 70s, right before AIDS popped up? You know about Tuskegee and black people, all the rest of it? There are thousands, look it up, of radiating troops, nerve gassing them, shooting troops up with stuff that kills them. So the number one suspect any time this stuff's going on is the criminal eugenicists that run our government. 36,000 top Nazis. It's like they say in the movie The Right Stuff. They've got great Germans working on their rocket program. Our Germans are better than their Germans. The reason our Germans were better than their Germans is most of those Germans had been trained in the West to begin with, in England, and they were only coming home. That's why we got 5-1 the Nazis, because they didn't want to go with the Russians. And I'm not blaming this on Nazis either. It shows the mindset of our elite. They took 36,000 top Nazis, engineers, rocket scientists, Gestapo, Klaus Barbie, you name it, to run everything. It's got to be half the new university research facilities from 1946 on are named after Nazis. The Goddard Space Center, the Wernher von Braun Rocket Propulsion Lab, you know, on and 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 on. We got the Plum Island syphilis, weaponized Lyme's disease, just change the name, like you change Al-Qaeda to ISIS, from the Plum Island facility. Who ran the Plum Island facility from 1946 until 1972? Look it up. Just search Nazi scientist ran Plum Island. You'll get his name, the whole thing. It's public. It's declassified. So when I get up here and I say, I think this Ebola is weaponized. I think this Ebola is starting to go airborne. Now you see it in the New York Times. Because anybody who actually researches can see something is wrong here. And we're told, calm down, let it spread. Don't let people get ready for it. That's why they slapped me down 5 weeks ago. Shut up, InfoWars. Shut up, Drudge. Don't warn people. Don't say this could be dangerous. Don't say you should get ready. There it is, New York Post. Behind the secret plan to bring Nazi scientists to the U.S. Yeah. I mean, that's part of that. But Operation Paperclip and others in the rat line. Pull up Nazi scientist ran Plum Island. It'll be like Associated Press. It was declassified in the 90s. Okay, I said I'd go to your phone calls. All I know is this is a lot worse than they said it was, and they're bringing people here that have Ebola so they can have plausible deniability when it gets out. And only public pressure pointing out that the globalists could be behind this, or certainly are to blame if it gets out now, may make them stop it. But if they think they'll get away with it, just like they're doing arming ISIS right now to fight ISIS, they'll do it. They found a headline there. I'll give it to you. Did Lyme's disease originate out of Plum Island? Well, they can debate that, even though it's not up for debate, that it's weaponized. The point is that a Nazi scientist ran it. You can look it up. There have been mainstream television programs on the subject. And now the Daily Observer, by Dr. Cyril Broderick, who I want to get on the show, guys. Ebola, AIDS manufactured by Western Pharmaceuticals, USDOD. Dear world citizens, I have read a number of articles from your internet outreach, as well as articles from other sources about the casualties in Liberia and other West African countries, and about the human devastation caused by Ebola virus. About a week ago, I read an article published in summary of the Friends of Liberia that said there was an agreement that the initiation of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa was due to the contact of a 2-year-old child with bats that had flown in from the Congo. That report made me disconcerted with the reporting about Ebola and its simulation. A response to the Friends of Liberia saying that African people are not ignorant and gullible, as is being implicated. And then it just goes on to break it down. Number one, Ebola is genetically modified organism, GMO. And he breaks down some of the studies on that front. Number two, Ebola has a terrible history, and testing has been secretly taking place in Africa. That's been declassified. Number three, sites around Africa and in the West Africa have, over the years, been set up for testing emerging diseases, especially Ebola. And then he links to all the bibliographed admissions of it, which I'm aware of. So it's a very good article. Professor Broderick is a former professor of plant biology at the University of Liberia's College of Agriculture and Forestry. He's also a former observer farmer in the 1980s. It was from this column in our newspaper, the Daily Observer, that Firestone spotted him and offered him the position of director of research in the 1980s. In addition, he is a scientist who was taught for many years in Agriculture College of the University of Delaware. So let's look into him and get him on. Because I don't know who he is, but I know I've seen mainstream news articles and documents and admissions on everything that was said right there. When we come back, I'm going to play the clip of 1990 Nova talking about airborne Ebola in a secret lab in the United States and what happened there. Because that's my point. Even if they're not releasing this on purpose, they can't contain it. Government can't do anything right. What are they doing with all these facilities? What are they doing bringing Ebola patients in to university medical hospitals? Well, we have the wing blocked off for the Ebola patients. I don't care. Keep them on ships. That was always the policy before. What is going on here?
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
All right, I'm going to Wyatt here in just a moment. Alex Jones here back live, but a lot of new listeners have joined us. Just so you know, there's a lot of weapons labs playing with Ebola all over the world, especially Africa. Here's a clip from 1990 from Nova, narrated by Stacy Keach, breaking down what happened at a U.S. lab, and these things are all over the place.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. Residents of this Washington, D.C. suburb had no idea that one of the world's deadliest viruses had emerged in their midst. In a primate quarantine unit in Reston, Virginia, monkeys in one of the holding rooms suddenly began to die. Secretly, a military team entered the quarantine unit and killed all 60 monkeys in the infected room. The crisis heightened as monkeys began to die in a different room. It appeared that the virus was moving through the ventilating system. In response, the military killed all 400 monkeys, ending the outbreak. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air. Had it been lethal in humans, it could have been catastrophic.
And now the New York Times last Friday reporting what we told you over a month ago is saying that there is a lot of medical evidence that it's becoming airborne. What we are all afraid to say about Ebola was the headline. Regardless, it's found legs, it's spreading rapidly. Top scientists are saying it'll kill 5 million. Meanwhile, our government's saying 100,000 might get it, 50,000, 80,000 might die. We're not being told the truth here. Now, this is a short segment. I want to get through all your calls, 800-259-9231. I'm going to go to each caller quickly now. Wyatt in South Dakota, thanks for holding her on the air. Wyatt says that he wanted to comment on Ebola patients in Maryland and drills there. Okay, let's go to Eric in Minnesota. Go ahead. You say you're becoming a doctor. What's your take on all this? Yeah, I may be having a problem with the phone systems at GCN or something. I've got a second call I can't get audio on. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Just a few quick points I wanted to make about what we've been being told and what's supposedly going on. No, supposedly. The incubation period is 2 to 22 days currently, so someone could actually have it for 22 days before they even develop any symptoms. They're saying it's mutated over 250 times so far in the last 3 months. And I kind of wanted to go with the immunity discussion on this as well. Stem cells are what we call hemocytoblasts. They develop in the bone marrow, and B cells go to the thymus where they mature. And this develops our antibodies. And what they're saying right now is you can use the blood of people who have recovered to treat people, and it's partially true. You can use the blood and their antibodies will work, but the thing they're not telling anyone is that it won't make anyone immune. You would have to continue taking the blood.
Interesting. So as soon as those antibodies run out, the virus continues to regenerate.
Correct. I mean, you could become cured of it, but you wouldn't become immune if you were exposed to it again.
What are the theories around the medical people about why it's so much worse this time and how bad it really is?
I haven't heard too many theories about that yet. It is strange how it started this time where the vector was actually in a large city instead of a small rural farming type population in the country. So it's kind of spreading backwards, which makes you think something else might be going on here.
What do you think about this top German virologist that has up one of the most respected virology facilities in the world Friday coming out and saying it's really going to be 5 million that are going to die?
Well, if you came into the United States, I mean, people here really are not educated on things like this. For instance, the safety precautions, there's usually four that we use. We use standard precaution, airborne precaution, droplet precaution, and contact precaution. Right now, they're telling us it's in the droplet precaution stage where it can spread 3 to 5 feet in saliva, mucous membranes, etc. But who knows if that could spread further. But, I mean, even the nurses and doctors in a lot of hospitals don't use proper precautions when they're dealing with patients.
Imagine Ebola getting into these hospitals with these super viruses in them. Who knows what could happen with that? And, of course, Africans have been around these type of viruses for a long time. They've got some herd immunity, I guess they would call it. I'm not a doctor, but just imagine if it gets into the West. It'll be like smallpox to the Indians. Incredible. Thank you so much, sir. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is bigger than just Ebola. You've got Al-Qaeda being turned loose worldwide. You've got Google and George Soros and others on record starting the Arab Spring. You've got Al Gore saying he wants a Arab Spring here in America, but with the left. You've got the CDC saying prepare for Ebola to hit the United States in official announcements to hospitals. You've got our article that's on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side dealing with the fact that they are, again, getting this 160,000 hazmat suits for Ebola. Regardless of what's behind this, it is a major, major epidemic in Africa. I guess you'd call it pandemic. And you've heard the medical doctors calling in. I've been reading what medical doctors say, what virologists say. And the more prestigious they get, the more dire their statements. I mean, this was in Build last Friday. Virologists, it's too late. Ebola will kill 5 million. Experts says virus will infect the entire population of African countries. A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia, and that 5 million people will die, noting that efforts should now be focused on stopping the transmission of the virus to other countries. And I agree with that statement. What are we doing bringing people with Ebola into these countries? What are major passenger aircraft doing flying into Western Africa? Remember how when H1N1 was out, it was a super weak flu and came out, was a, quote, simulant from the year before to track viral spread, a, quote, weakened virus? It was just all the fear-mongering. I was in a restaurant this morning having a couple eggs at a diner before I came to work at about 9:30. And there were these two older couples sitting right next to me. And they saw some lady who had a stroke come about. I knew, so they talked to her and they said, get your flu shot. And then I sat there and listened to these 65, 70-year-old people talk about all their health problems, but how they were going to get their flu shots as soon as they were available, how they got them every year. And there I was, knowing the studies, mainline, that 3 flu shots doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. And I could just see the Alzheimer graphs in my head going straight up. And how it causes neurological disorders and how it causes problems with blood flow and causes autoimmune responses in the ventricles of the heart, because I know this stuff, and all of a sudden they start listing all their illnesses. Yeah, I've got this problem with my ventricles, and I'm got a neurological disorder now, and they're all with their iPhones. They all had iPhones, not droids, and we're all for 30 minutes ruining my breakfast, sitting right next to me at the diner. Dan's Hamburgers. They have breakfast there. And it's an old-fashioned diner, and so it's diner chairs where you're like right up next to their booth. And I'm in a single-person booth right next to them, listening to them, and their hands were shaking, and they were all soft-killed. They were all just wrecks of the medical system, and all they were doing was talking about their doctors. And I know they've never guessed the right flu shot for the next year. They admit that. The right mutation. I know it doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. I know the Canadian study 5 years ago found that taking the H1N1 vaccine, the swine flu vaccine, doubled your chances of getting flu the next year, lowering your immune system by 50%. On and on and on. I know it says on the insert, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, neurological disorders, epilepsy, cancer, miscarriage. I know what it says. And here comes their friend hobbling by, look like she was about 65, on a walker, has had a stroke, and they're in there eating breakfast, and I'm just sitting there wanting to warn them, and I just looked over at them, and I knew they weren't going to listen to a word I told them. And it's not like I'm some health nut. I didn't believe, and I'm going to go to your calls, that they'd ever even let me live this long. Back when I was getting death threatened and physically attacked and everything else you could imagine 15, 16 years ago. So I just stopped jogging every other day, stopped lifting weights almost every day, just started working like 18 hours a day, wrecking my body, gaining almost 100 pounds from 185 pounds to, 275 pounds. I have lost 50 now, but I got another 20 or 30 to go. And Tommy Pallotta, who just emailed me the other day or called me, I need to. He texted me and called me. I need to give him a call. I always listen. A Hollywood producer I know. We were out bike riding, and he said, man, you should be in really good shape. He goes, you're a wreck. He said, they're already killing you by you believing you don't have a life. You're going to kill yourself. It's not enough to go on a bike ride once a week for 5 miles. You need to start jogging. You need to stop smoking, because I was smoking some then, hanging around, radio guys. Most of them smoke. I just taken all these horrible habits. And so that was about 6 years ago, and it's taken me 6 years after I wrecked myself to get to the point I am now. And now that I had 3 family members die, and look, the best pitch is something that's true.
I really believe what I'm saying right now, and I know it to be true. When I saw three of my family members who were in pretty good shape, especially my uncle, I mean, he was like a barrel chest and big arms and played football at LSU and, you know, ate healthy and everything, but it killed his son. He was taking care of him, and it killed him. Of course, killed my great uncle before that, but he was in bad shape. But they were all taking care of each other. That's the chain reaction, best we can tell, from a hospital-borne illness that ended up getting into my family. So what did I begin to do? I went, whoa, I better go to the next level. I'm taking colloidal silver all the time now. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you what I'm doing. I am taking super levels of vitamin C. I'm flushing my guts out with oxy powder and other things. I'm taking the iodine religiously. I have never religiously taken these supplements because I've never did it my whole life. But now the last few years, I get better and better about it. You know, a few times a week, I'll take the supplements. No. Now I'm taking them 7 days a week, every time I'm supposed to take them. I'm taking the OcuPower. I'm taking the oxy powder. I'm taking the X2 nascent iodine. And despite the fact that I still don't eat the best food and I still work late, and, you know, still take care of three kids and all the rest of it, it has been revolutionary what it's done for my family and myself. So I challenge you, support the broadcast, get the Survival Shield, X2, which is a lot stronger. I recommend, but check with your physician, the regular Survival Shield for kids. Because when I talk to Dr. Group, but also medical doctors and others, they say, oh, you got to have the good halogen iodine. You got to have vitamin C. You got to have pure water. You got to have clean guts. You got to be in a good mood. You got to have a positive outlook. Being positive and believing there's a good future coming. Because despite all this bad stuff happening, we don't need to get stressed out by the Ebola. We need to get prepared. So I've been researching how do you survive a pandemic, whether it's Ebola, which I don't think is going to come over here and get really bad, I pray, but I feel so bad for Africa and other areas. Let's just hope, but it could get worse. I'm starting to get scared for my family. But everybody I know is losing people from hospital-borne illnesses, or you go in to get your larynx worked on and you're dead. Joan Rivers. Most people I know that die don't die in car wrecks or cancer or heart attacks. They die going to the hospital to have their bunion worked on or to have their slip disc worked on or to have, almost everybody I know that's died has died in the hospital going to have a routine procedure done. There's a lot of deadly bacteria and stuff out there now. And so all I'm saying is we got to be positive. We got to love each other. We got to be upbeat. But also be prepared. That's what your brain wants you to do. Because if you're upbeat and positive but face the problems, your brain goes, hey, I'm looking for things. I'm on top of things. I'm positive. It boosts your immune system. They've got the studies. They know how to deal with it. Clean water. Get all the trace elements and minerals you need. Clean out your guts. Don't eat GMO. And you do that, and you will have a jump. And it doesn't mean you're perfect. You don't sometimes eat the wrong thing. It just means you start cutting it out. I look at how much I've changed my lifestyle. For where I used to eat hamburgers at least once a day for 10 years. Now I eat a hamburger maybe once a week. I look at how I used to eat chicken fried steaks every week. Now I eat them once a year, literally. You know, if grandma makes it. We've just all got to incrementally change our lifestyle and get geared up because you can see the numbers of what's happening. So InfoWarsLife.com, I think, is a great place to start. It's where I start. The Oxy Powder, the X2, the Supermel Vitality that gets your glands going. InfoWarsLife.com. And then you can also rest assured your purchase is going towards funding this operation to get more great reporters, to be able to send more crew out to break the big stories and defend the Republic. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to go quick now to Eric and to Barbara and Sean and Bob and Jay and others. Eric, thanks for calling in. What is your take on Ebola, ISIS, you name it? Yeah, I'm sorry. Your phone's breaking up, bro. I'm going to come back to you in a moment when you get closer to your wherever it works. Sean in New Mexico, go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so here's a thought about how Ebola is being transmitted.
Thank you.
Really covered.
Yes.
And that would be by mosquitoes, fleas, and flies. You know, it's like there's another way it could be transmitted.
Ooh, I hadn't even thought of that because they keep saying it's from monkeys or from bats that fly over and some of their spit or whatever gets in your eye or your nose or your mouth.
But, yeah, I mean, if a flea bites somebody that has it and then bites you, they're carrying it inside the blood. That would be transmittable. Guys, look into that. Is Ebola transmittable by insect?
Yeah. Or even flies, if they land on a carcass and then land on your food or, you know, something like that.
Well, what does your gut tell you about all this?
I don't know. It just hit me this morning when I woke up this morning.
Well, some virologists that are highly respected say 5 million are going to die. Others say a couple hundred thousand. Some say as little as 50,000. Do you think this is hype or do you think this is serious?
No, I think it's serious, but I don't think it's going to be as bad here if it hits the States. I think it's going to be, like it is here. I mean, like it is in Africa, it's going to be far worse.
So, sure. Well, the WebMDs and others do say that among the suspected transmitters of it, Encyclopedia Britannica says, is Ebola can be transmitted by bats, primates, rodents, insects that inhabit tropical forests in Africa and Asia. So there you go. I just hope that it doesn't get to Texas or someplace that's hot and balmy like Austin is right now. Austin's like a rainforest right now. It's been raining. One day it's 100, the next day it's 60. So we'll see what happens. I appreciate your call. But it's a time bomb. It's the flesh-eating bacteria and the MRSA and the drug-resistant this and the drug-resistant that. Every month or so, somebody I know goes in for a minor surgery and gets a hospital-transmitted illness and gets their leg chopped off or their arm chopped off. But most of the time, they just die. But because it's the medical system that's so infected and in such a crisis, they just cover it up. And so it's not a big news issue. And that's another big point. If it starts spreading, will we even get told if they start finding Ebola? Because, you know, the hospitals have to report to the CDC, and I guarantee you the CDC isn't going to want to panic or say, don't tell anybody that a truck's going to show up. Where are those people going to be taken? We know the procedure under the executive orders is to just disappear people. There's a CNN whitewash. 1 in 25 patients get infection in hospital. That's a lot worse than that. And that's why my dad says, go to a private clinic, a newer private clinic that doesn't have sick people in it, that has elective patient care. But even Joan Rivers was in an elective facility. She didn't die of a airborne illness. She died when they were doing the surgery, they think, from touching on her larynx and it closing up on her and her suffocating. Jay in Illinois, thanks for calling. You're on the air. You're a hazmat tech, you say. What do you think about all this?
Well, you know, like you said, talking about nutrition is one of the main things I think, you know, we need to be concerned with. And then also respiratory protection. I mean, if this is indeed going to spread through the air, then, you know, the normal person needs to be able to protect against that. And there's some things you can do for that.
Well, if you're an expert in that, I mean, how good is just a paper mask?
Not good at all. You know, for
you need something that covers up your whole face, don't you, to cover your eyes up?
Yes. Well, you need some form of eye protection, but then also, you know, for my family and I went out and secured the highest level of protection that you can just buy, you know, over the counter. The P100s are the highest level protection you can buy over the counter. That's a filtered air, you know, type of mask. The CDC sent out a email a couple weeks ago, you know, to the first responders saying that they recommended at least an N95. An N95 is just your basic, you know, dust mask and would not protect against something that's airborne. You want to research that out. There's various levels that you can purchase. N, R, or P. P is the highest level of protection and does protect you against viruses.
How often do you have to change the filter, though?
The P is the highest level. N is just, you know, hours of protection. R is like an 8-hour protection. This is all NIOSH recommended. The P is your highest level of protection you can get, and I believe it's rated up to at least 40 hours. Of like an 8-hour, you know, 8-hour day 5 days a week. Obviously, you know, if you're...
sure. Well, what I've gone... I've actually got, now that you said the name of it, I bought years ago P100s with the whole plastic face mask and the whole nine yards. Plus, you want that when you're out operating, you know, trying to get out of town or whatever. You want to be able to put that on your kids, put that on your wife, so that you know. Because, look, let's face it, there's no telling what the globalists could pull down the road. They could have drones flying around spraying this stuff. I mean, I hate to talk like that, but you can see the gear up everywhere for collapse, the military training to mow down, quote, people that have zombie virus. Well, what looks and acts like a zombie? Well, airborne rabies that humans can get, or airborne Ebola, in my view. Do you agree with that, or you disagree?
Yeah, I do agree, yes.
And I'm no virologist. I've just studied this stuff. But what do you make of the Army the last 6 years training so intensely to, quote, take on a zombie apocalypse?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I'm a fire officer as well. So, you know, we're preparing for worst case scenario. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking at the military training along those same lines, you know, they're going to be prepared for worst case scenario.
Well, it's caused total panic in six different countries, and two of them are about to collapse. We've got the video of what happens when Ebola patients are running around out in the open, and it just causes total turmoil. Thank you so much for the call, sir. Thanks for holding. We're going to go back and try to talk to Bob and Casey and Eric and Nathan, and I just really appreciate everybody who's been calling in. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys. guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight.
Why is our southern border and basically our northern border wide open?
The rich get rich.
While people are trying to flee Africa. Who can carry Ebola and spread it for up to 22 days before illness even shows up. Even if you don't think the threat is real, which it obviously is, then I want my freedom back. I don't want to have my children grow up at the airport. I don't want to have to get the naked body scanner, take my shoes off, be bossed around because of radical Muslims they claim attacked us on 9/11. When our government is openly funding those very people now in the Middle East. What do you think about that as viewers, as listeners out there? Now, there's a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Extent of Arctic sea ice reaches record levels. That's ABC News of Australia. Dozens of Christians, including women and children, are arrested in Saudi Arabia after tip-off to state Islamist police force with their underground church. Scott's independence battle reaches fever pitch on streets. FBI launches national facial recognition system. Citibank, Deutsche Bank, Bank of America were channels for sending drug money to Colombia, court shows. Tell me something I don't know. We're going to be breaking that down. San Benito ISD forced to give children a bottle of water because the tap water is so toxic. Yeah, you know, California gives itself waivers on all its different propositions where you can't have any parts per billion, you know, this and that in the water, except if it's tap water, then they give you all the poison they want. That's coming up as well. Before we go any further, though, let's jam in some more calls before this hour ends. Bob in Maine. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bob.
Yeah, I got two questions for you. I was reading an article on your website today about Syria, and I think I heard on your show a while back that it came out the Syrian government was actually looking at your website. I don't know if you'd be willing to comment at all, but have you ever been contacted by any governments about information, like to maybe consult with you guys or ask where you're getting your information from? Not in a bad way, but I mean in a good way.
I mean, I've had members of the German government on as guests, Japanese government, U.S. government. I've had members of parliament, members of Congress. I've had senators on, state senators, Rand Paul, federal senator. We've interviewed Ted Cruz. I was contacted before, to go on like foreign television stations that are state run. I've been on Russian state run. I've been on like South American state run media as well. It came out in the London Telegraph that they hacked Assad's emails. And that they were mentioning Infowars.com and our analysis of how Al-Qaeda was the main rebel force. And then, you know, quotes by Colonel Schaefer. But everything Colonel Schaefer said here 2 years ago has now been pretty much confirmed. We just tend to say stuff before other people do and before it's confirmed. Like the fear that Ebola is beginning to become partially airborne or more resistant. Doesn't mean it's fully airborne. That's now in the New York Times. So it's just that people listen to us because a lot of the stuff's sensational. It's because reality is sensational. But no, I don't talk to... clearly, years ago, if I was in New York City or whatever, they would have obvious, beautiful blondes that spoke Russian trying to get me to go off with them, and I would say no. I mean, that happened a few times, and it was pretty clear. And that's how the Russians do that. But other than that, no, I've never been contacted by foreign governments. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I had another question about...
I'm going to come right back to you. Stay with me. Third hour coming up, ladies.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting
hunting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.